guy picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see
Welcome back.
Someone else's eyes?
All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast this Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. I'm not sure I'm going to get all the questions. I should have made a mental note. Are you still there? Okay. Do I listen to anyone in particular? No, not in particular, really. Not these days. I mean, in the past, yes, but let's see. I'm looking for something real quick. And multitasking is bad in general. It doesn't work despite, you know. There have been several articles published about that. Talked about that in the past. I remember back in, what was it, 2008? That NPR did a segment on that, and it doesn't work. It's a myth. We keep hearing it's a myth, but yet again, in classic Double Bind fashion, we're encouraged to engage in this thing that is continually proven to be a myth. You're going to be a mile wide and an inch deep if you're multitasking in simple terms. I don't know if I'm going to find it. Maybe I can do it this way. That's pretty close. By golly. Whoops. That might work. Okay. Maybe not. So this sort of to answer the question, you know, anybody that I listen to, folks succinct, there are a number of folks who are succinct. And, you know, I think we're at a point now where many of us are sort of at parity, informational parity. And it's really, you know, now it's kind of a matter of what you do with that information, I think. And this sort of gets back to my references to the work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy. It's real interesting. The information is all around us. Again, so for example, you know, CDC's contradictory publications, you know, the information in the MMWR that tells us clearly, I mean, if what they've published in the MMWR is accurate, then overwhelmingly folks wearing masks have become infected, according to the CDC. And folks fully vaccinated, quote unquote, are more likely to become infected, with this COVID thing. So, and then, you know, then there's the COVID stuff, or the, you know, the, these, especially the mRNA stuff. It doesn't prevent, it doesn't blah, 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 all of the controversies there. And then the, you know, but then the guidance that tells you to do that, the information is there. You have to wonder about these things. And so, you know, again, to the point, I mean, you hear these folks, especially, I would say, in my understanding, which is, you know, limited, admittedly, there is a particularly unique, perhaps, collection of folks at the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons who are, and, you know, I've talked about this. We played clips from Dr. Jane Orient's testimony, her Senate testimony last December, I think, in particular, and how she has spoken to this. And it's incredible. You know, and that was the moment we also played. Speaking of the contrast, or the sort of dichotomy, or it's like a dichotomous relationship, basically, between the administrative monolith, so to speak. I need to find that, because I had it highlighted. I don't remember where I stuck that exactly, but she spoke very specifically to this issue, and she's what I would call an unimpeachable witness. I am certainly not as well informed as she. And, you know, we've talked about guys like Dr. Peter McCullough, who is as published as anybody, who's also been very outspoken, also AAPS, you know, the Four Pillars guy, and his testimony, I think, last November in particular. And so, speaking of this dichotomy, and Peter McCullough, speaking of him, and, you know, Harvey Risch and guys like that, it was last November, and we played that clip too, when there was the confrontation. Basically, you know, Ashish Jha is one of those senior fellow, you know, illuminized types who's going to inform all of us. He's part of the administrative monolithic sort of push to adopt all of these things, and it's all seems to be more about social engineering and behavior modification than, you know, the Hippocratic Oath. And so he was confronted, I think it was Ron Johnson. And so in Ron Johnson and Gary Peters, you have the contrast. And I've talked about that, and who basically is in Gary Peters' pocket, who is influencing Gary Peters, where he gets his corn pone. And so during that Senate testimony, Ashish Jha, we should just play the clip. Speaking of, you know, it's funny because, you know, Rattlebone says, you know, succinct. Everybody else is succinct. I am the paint drying, listening to the paint drying. I am the one who is reminded occasionally of my prolixity. Appreciate the reminder. Sometimes it's intentional and perhaps informative or, you know, helpful, and other times not. It's frustrating to people, including myself. I digress. So this was the testimony last November when Ashish Jha was confronted directly, and he's one of those guys that is paraded out in front of the mainstream media. What should we do? What should we do? What should we do? You got guys like Harvey Risch. You got guys like Peter McCullough and other folks who are very accomplished, very well-published. They are Hippocratic Oath people. They are, you know, truly follow the science, not follow the pseudoscience, social engineering garbage. And so why don't we hear from Peter McCullough versus, you know, pick somebody who seems to just be hammering the establishment narrative. Peter McCullough, the, you know, four pillars. Why have we ignored the essential pillar of early outpatient treatment, which is common sense? Why would you burden resources you don't unduly? You don't need to do this. Why would you not focus on early outpatient treatment, an essential part of COVID-19 solution? From the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing. Anyway, that was the hearing where Ashish Jha was confronted directly. So how many patients have you seen? Ashish Jha, guy who's been paraded around the mainstream media, hammering the establishment narrative. Well, sir, I resent that. But okay, fine. But seriously, how many patients have you seen? Well, you know, essentially, no, not essentially. How many? I mean, approximately. How many? Give us a number. One, a million. How many? I resent the stop with your grandstanding. Just how many? And he's forced to admit, zero. He's seen zero patients. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. There's something that happens, and I think it happens, and I've seen it. I mean, I've talked about witnessing this in a political sense. There was a guy that I knew was an Idaho state representative for a while. Great guy. It reminds me of the conversion that happens. I mean, some people come into the administrative fold. Others get, you know, I mean, Peter McCullough is an MPH, but he's not, you know, would be arch supervillain like Ashish Jha. They're both MPH, but Peter McCullough seems to still have his head screwed on straight. There's something that happens at the administrative level. I don't know exactly how that works, but it's similar in different areas, and it's a weird thing. So weird. I guess maybe we're all susceptible to it. Hopefully it helps to be aware of it. But in a political sense, I watched the conversion, so to speak, of a guy who was a state representative who then got elected to the big dance, the big show. And 6 months after being on Capitol Hill, different guy. I've talked about this in the past. You know, some of us have seen this happen. It was weird. So many people watched this guy come back after just 6 months. He sounded like a carbon cutout of, you know, the politispeak that you hear from Capitol Hill. He wasn't that guy before. But he came back and he gave a little speech at a Pacific Pride gas station there, you know, basically a truck stop on the Washington-Idaho border. And I and a number of other folks who listened to him were astounded. We were dumbfounded and horrified. Who is this guy? What happened to you, man? What happened to you? And I don't know. I think you can kind of see that in these kinds of contrasts and juxtapositions. Peter McCullough versus Ashish Jha. You know, Harvey Risch saying, this is what my, you know, this is what is working with my patients. Ashish Jha, you know, how many patients have you seen? I resent the implication that, no, seriously, how many patients? Come on, stop deflecting. Be a man. Answer the question directly. Come on. Well, effectively, I mean, no. Well, essentially, now, come on. How many patients? Just how many patients? What is working when you're seeing, well, I'm busy and I know with all of these mainstream media appearances, it's all about the Hippocratic Oath, right, Ashish Jha? Just helping people by appearing on, you know, all over the media. That's helping. Sure. How many patients? Zero patients seen. And so I think it sort of gets back to that whole George Bernard Shaw, you know, utopian socialist bent. You, once you get rolled into that fold, you have to justify your existence, as he says. It's something that's sort of, I don't know, it's a pervasive inference, basically. And it's, you know, like I've said, it's things like the difference between the volunteer, the local volunteer fire department, which relies on, I'm going to say the town, because community is basically a pejorative at this point. Especially, like I said, if you happen to be a Costco member, go through the Costco connection from cover to cover. And if you have any understanding of the communitarian bent, the word community is just, it's replete references, you know, to how it's our responsibility to blah, 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 blah. I think that's a soft form of terrorism. We're going to inflict whatever we believe on the rest of the community. Who are you to tell your neighbor whatever? Did your neighbor ask for these things? Well, yeah, we have people showing up. No. Before you made the breadline, was there anybody running around asking for it? You know, it gets back to Thoreau's Walden. So there was Walden, and now we're living Walden 2, you know, B.F. Skinner's Walden 2. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. You see these things throughout society. Hopefully the reminders are helpful. The Bible passages, the two that come to my mind, you know, in the reference that I was making are 1 John 4:4, King James, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And John 16:33, King James, "These things I have spoken unto you," Jesus speaking, "these things I have spoken unto you," the red letters, "that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It's interesting, you know, that seems to fly in the face of the illuminized, theosophical, plan of the hierarchy, work of the hierarchy, prosperity gospel, right? "In the world ye shall have tribulation." I don't see that in all of those camp meeting broadcasts. I planted a seed and then, no, Jesus said, Jesus himself said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, the devil is a created being, and his purview only extends to that which has been sanctioned by God. Job, the book of Job, I think bears that out. Anyway, it's interesting. You know, my hat is off to you, Rattlebones, you know, to Steve Elkins, to Glenn and Philly, to all you guys who truly do, you know, dedicate your lives to the Hippocratic Oath. And the Ashish Jahs of the world, what happened to you, man? You probably held to that at some point. What happened? Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Going to find that thing that I'm talking about that I've referred to in the past, because I think it bears mentioning, you know. And while I'm mentioning people, I should mention Lauren in Ohio, speaking of folks that people listen to, very exciting to listen to. And so I would be remiss if I did not mention Lauren. And to all of you, you know, thank you for your service. You know, and so much of language is just abused and adulterated these days. I mean, language in general, it's part of the totalitarian propaganda bent Hayek wrote about in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11, The End of Truth. But the word hero, you know, I think we played this, but, you know, Rex Tibber's video from May of last year, and I'm pretty sure that this is really sort of centered around the abuse and misuse and misappropriation of the word hero. Hero. And he included in the beginning of his video, hero, the definition of person who has been distinguished conspicuously by gallantry and intrepidity at the risk or loss of his or her own life far above and beyond their expected call of duty. And that is according to a highly decorated World War II combat veteran of Patton's Third Army. So Rex Tibber did a video on that last May titled "What a World War II Veteran Taught Me About the Word Hero." Thought it was outstanding. About a 21-minute video. The word has been misused and abused, but there are a number of folks, I would say, who, you know, may not quite rise to this level, to the standard that Rex outlined as defined. You know, and it's true. I mean, if we don't clearly define language and avoid the adulteration of it for politically motivated purposes, whatever is, you know, for political expediency effectively, then what do we have? You know, we basically, when language becomes a casualty of mimetic warfare, then we all essentially are reduced to Gary Larson's Boneless Chicken Ranch. So, I don't know. With all of that said, I would say that there are folks who are heroes. Local folks like Annie Bukacek in the Flathead Valley, Montana, William in Montana, and I spoke about this kind of stuff. Many of whom have put their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor on the line publicly, I would say. Very publicly. I mean, they have risked and endured public humiliation. I mean, they're, you know, folks like Peter McCullough and Jane Orient and Harvey Risch and a number of other folks who have gone against the establishment monolithic narrative to say, and they're not, you know, contrarian. It's not the Marxist virus. It's not the Marxist mind virus. They're just saying, look, we've treated people, and this seems to be what's working. Peter McCullough saying, look, common sense tells us that if we ignore this pillar, it's detrimental all the way around. We're burdening resources. You guys are ignoring this pillar. It's almost like you want to collapse the system so you can bring in this telehealth stuff and make a bunch of people sick so that you can get rid of some of them. You can euthanize some, and then the rest you will use for your experimental process of reimagining the system. Again, Angus Bergen, you know, imagining a new moral economy. The reimagining comes long before the crisis. So, you know, folks like Annie Bukacek and many, many others have risked you know, loss of, and who's the other that I'm thinking of? Gosh, what's her name? Doctor and lawyer. What's her name? Who has talked about this as well? You know, that they have been sort of blindsided from out of nowhere. And so, you know, there are folks who, even in the face of that kind of overwhelming opposition, and I would say an observance of their dedication to the Hippocratic Oath, stand steadfastly in the face of that kind of pressure. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. I've talked recently in recent months, it's about February or so, I think, February, March, around there. What happens when you sort of marinate in this state of fear, this pervasive state of fear? It's very unhealthy. It's very deleterious in a, pretty much every sort of conceivable way. Speaking of Lauren in Ohio, I'm pretty sure that when anyone listens to her, there's no perceptible fear in Lauren. So I think that's fantastic. Some of the things, I'm not sure that I found what I was looking for, but some of the things, speaking of this stuff, I'm still looking for that Jane Orient's I think it was an article she wrote, actually. I'm not sure it was her Senate testimony last year. But, some of the things that sort of go along with this, before we go back to the phones here in a second. Remember this? I've mentioned this many times. Harvard University Center on the Developing Child, Working Paper 9. Persistent fear and anxiety can affect young children's learning and development. I talked about this before COVID. And then obviously, you know, all the more so, speaking of the double bind stuff and the panphobic inducement, the double bind the double bind based socially engineered inducement of the panphobic histrionic psychosomatic, you know, little snowflake. So from Working Paper number 9, all children experience fears during childhood, including fear of the dark, monsters, and strangers. These fears are normal aspects of development and are temporary in nature. In contrast, threatening circumstances that persistently elicit fear and anxiety predict significant risk for adverse long-term outcomes from which children do not recover easily. You know, it's kind of like Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society. Diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs, you know, all of that, that the authorities, quote unquote, consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Anyway, continuing. In contrast, threatening circumstances that persistently elicit fear and anxiety predict significant risk for adverse long-term outcomes from which children do not recover easily. And this is, again, I think we're all sort of at parity with information. I don't know, to a certain extent, I would say. But it's what we do with that information. Fiddle laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will. Are we encouraging free will? I'm encouraged when I see lemonade stands and things like that these days, although that's turned into a kind of a weird cottage industry in some cases. It's weird. But, you know, young people exercising their resourcefulness and initiative, getting out. You know what I don't see much of? I see lots of whatever it is. I mean, I'll call it FaceTiming, but, you know, kids on headphones, sucking on little sugar straws, staring into screens, looking at each other, doing nothing. I've seen that. And that is tragic and horrifying. I mean, isn't that grooming a generation that seems to fit the WALL-E scenario? They're going to be morbidly obese by the time they're 15. They're going to have to ride around on their little rascal. Won't be able to do anything. Won't know how to do anything. They'll be afraid of everything and everyone around them. This is not a good scenario. Continuing from Working Paper number 9. Physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, significant maltreatment of one parent by the other, the persistent threat of violence in the community, I've talked about that, or at least even hearing about it, right? We've had the CVE initiative forever, combating violent extremism. What constitutes violent extremism? Well, if you don't think the way the rest of us think, well, when you say the rest of us, like, who do you mean? Well, you know, senior fellows of the Council on Foreign Relations, for example. That's the rest of us. If you don't think like us, then you're a violent extremist. You're a domestic terrorist. And the persistent threat of violence in the community are examples of such threatening circumstances in a child's environment. Studies show that experiences like abuse and exposure to violence can cause fear and chronic anxiety in children, and that these states trigger extreme, prolonged activation of the body's stress response system. Talk about that. Thus, stress system overload can significantly diminish a child's ability to learn and engage in typical social interactions across the lifespan. But that's what we're doing throughout the so-called school system. Again, I seem to hear Bertrand Russell's words echoing in my mind. I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. Of the modern methods, you know, its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Of these, the most influential is what is called education, quote-unquote. Anaxagoras maintained that snow is black, but no one believed him. The social psychologists of the future will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. Various results will soon be arrived at. First, that the influence of home is obstructive. The state is your new mommy. The state will give you everything. Second, that not much can be done unless indoctrination begins before the age of 10, or I mean 4 or 3 or 2, or, you know, in the womb is even better. Baby Einstein, yay! Third, that verses set to music and repeatedly intoned are very effective. Fourth, that the opinion that snow is white must be held to show a morbid taste for eccentricity. Peter McCullough, Jane Orient, Harvey Risch, all you guys are morbidly eccentric. Common sense, morbidly eccentric. So that's what we're doing in the so-called education system. Child maltreatment has been, back to working paper 9, child maltreatment has been shown to occur most often in families that face excessive levels of stress. Do you think COVID-19 and the double bind that's being introduced constantly is stressful? Of course it is. Gregory Bateson wrote about that. So listen to this. Child maltreatment, child abuse, has been shown to occur most often in families that face excessive levels of stress, such as that associated with community violence. And we, you know, can't watch the news, pick up a newspaper, anything like that. You hear that. Parental drug abuse. Does that include prescription? Does that include, you know, it's funny. You know, we get this message in places like the Costco Connection. It's all about helping your community. Really? How many people, again, Thoreau, Walden, you know, how many people were desperately seeking your charity? We make curious mistakes sometimes, as Walden or as Thoreau observed. Very curious mistakes. Often the poor man is not so cold and hungry as he is dirty and ragged and gross. It is partly his taste and not merely his misfortune. I digress. So, child maltreatment has been shown to occur most often in families that face excessive levels of stress, such as that associated with community violence, parental drug abuse, or significant social isolation. Wait a minute. Significant social isolation is child abuse? It's child maltreatment? So the last 18 months have been child abuse, child maltreatment, which can result in this stuff that Working Paper 9 talks about. Research also tells us that nearly half of children living in poverty witness violence or are indirectly victims of violence. Clearly, for children in these circumstances, the frequent and repetitive threats around them create the potential for heightened fear and chronic anxiety. So the COVID era is a recipe for heightened fear and chronic anxiety. What about fire drills, shooter drills, prescription drug abuse, you know, the opioid epidemic we heard about before COVID, social media epidemic, you know, these kids who say that they're abused on social media. You know what the answer is? Get rid of the device. Get off social media. Go outside. And so I was going to say, you know, you see a lot of this video game crap and social media, and I'll call it FaceTiming or whatever. You know what I don't see lots of in the summer? Kids out playing. It's hot. We all used to say that. Tell me that you didn't experience that growing up, you know? You're inside. You're making a bunch of noise. You're wrestling around. And somebody's mom says, go outside. And, you know, if you're not outside by the third time she says it, there's a broom that's coming to get you. And so, you know, you get whisked outside. We're hot. It's hot outside. I'm bored. Put you to work. Next thing you know, gosh, I wish I was bored again. Because it's still hot and I'm working. I don't see kids playing on the ball fields and stuff. I see lots of empty ball fields everywhere. Clearly, for children in these circumstances, the frequent and repetitive threats around them create the potential for heightened fear and chronic anxiety. So are they just huddled up in places where they're FaceTiming and sucking on sugar straws? I hope not. I hope to see more kids out playing, rolling around, you know, getting dirt on them. Anyway, there was this. There's this. Let's see. Let's just go through these sort of quickly as I look for. I grabbed a handful of stuff, like I said. There was the, speaking of this, you know, mind control stuff and using fear and stuff. Remember the Intelligence Science Board study on on educing information, you know, on extracting false confessions from people and torture and mind control and stuff from the MITRE Corporation, our friends at the MITRE Corporation and Goldman Sachs, of course, and so on and so on. Kubar Counterintelligence Interrogation Review. Observations of an Interrogator. Lessons Learned. And guys like Dr. Martin Seligman and Mitchell Jessen and, you know, Jane Mayer's book and all that kind of stuff. It's counterterrorism. No, it is terrorism. You're torturing people. Well, we don't call it torture. It doesn't matter. A rose by any other name is still a rose. Carol Markowitz's New York Post article, Beware the Experts Who Want Lockdowns to Go On Forever. S.G. Chase's article, Psychiatrist, Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of COVID-19. That was December 2020. Something sinister is brewing around the current atmosphere of mass panic and the fear stemming from the COVID-19 hysteria. People seem to be losing their minds. That's not hyperbolic or literary device. That's literally losing their minds. It's the fear plus the double bind equals I'm just, you know, back to the Intelligence Science Board study on educing information. You introduce these circumstances and you basically break down all barriers in people. They become more malleable, more manipulable. They'll do whatever you want. You want a false confession? Sure. I did it. It was just me. I did it in all cases to all of them. What do you want me to confess? And so what has happened is, you know, look what's happening to kids. The CDC guidance. You wear a mask, you carry an extra mask. Okay, so if I carry 10, can I be left alone? No. 100? What if I do that? I carry 10 masks and I go around and I hand out masks everywhere I go. I give everyone a mask. Can I be left alone then? Here's the MMWR I was referring to. Isn't it? September 10, I think, is the one. I think this is the one. No. That's the one that tells us that everyone from, well, basically everyone, infection fatality ratio, 0 to 19 years, 0.00003. Oh, well, they definitely need to get shots then. 70 plus years, 0.054. And on down. That was that one. And then there was, I think it was the following week that was the infamous 71% of mask wearers, religious mask wearers. Anyway, go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. Just go quickly. So, you know, you look at all of this stuff. Speaking of AAPS, the November newsletter, November 2020, the Great Reset. That was interesting. America's Frontline Doctors, white paper on experimental vaccines for COVID-19. That was informative. You know, the science that's not the pseudoscience that goes against all of the standards, the testing that's not, doesn't meet, that even Ashish Jha said is insufficiently scientific, does not meet the gold standard. The fallacious articles published in major prestigious medical journals, you know, a guide to home-based COVID treatment. Look at all this stuff. You know, the the ADE stuff, the lawsuit, speaking of AAPS, the lawsuit, you know, the VAERS data, it's what more can you say? And so all of this just goes back to sort of underscore, you know, Andy's ongoing point. People have buyer's remorse for their lives. And when the dust settles, if it ever does, because the Calliope is designed to keep playing and louder and faster. But, you know, when you see articles retracted in The Lancet and New England Journal of Medicine, when has that ever happened? And people finally wake up and see, oh my goodness, then who do we have to blame but ourselves? Because like I said, it's you know, I think we're at information parity. It's what we do with that information. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling and holding. Thanks for waiting, Pat. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Pat.
You were talking about Montana having, besides the fires, having all the deluges.
Mm-hmm. Monsoon last weekend.
Well, I don't know where
you
are.
You guys get that stuff every year, too.
No, we don't get anything. We just get enough to give the little animals a little water to drink. Birds. So, anyway, Lewiston, Kalispell, Billings. Well, everybody knows Billings, but there was a guy there named Sean. I don't know how to say his name. I just read it on CBN News. F-E-U-C-H-T. And he has a thing called Let Us Worship. And it was a response to closing down the churches. He had outdoor meetings. And when he went to Montana, and they'd get their instruments out and start tuning them, and it would come a deluge.
Interesting.
A mom in San Diego, where he had 5,000 on the beach, she went up and said, my son's on drugs, and I want you to pray for him and whatever. And so he did, and the son went, and he got his whole life changed. So I think he's preaching with him or something. But he's going to be in Washington, D.C., September 9th to the 11th. So I don't know if it's still raining everywhere he is, because I just read about it. And I knew that Montana was on fire. I already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it gives y'all some fresh air for a while, because what they're trying to say now is they show this horrible picture, you know, and they're going to bring up, trying to act like global warming is taking us over. And what it is that 37 volcanoes blowing at the same time. And smoke and something else, I think. Oh, earthquake. So it's bad out there. It's bad air here, too.
Well, you know, that gets back to my point. I don't think it's natural. I think it's mechanically induced and introduced.
Well, I know one thing. I just believe in warning people about stuff because of Ezekiel 33:6. If you see the sword come on the land, you don't warn them.
The watchman warning. Joe, my apologies to you. I just saw the note. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.